And if Sacred Heart won, she would have to. But I could, but you know, question. I said, "Oh, Dr. Strick, I don't know why you do that."
Hey, a bet is a bet, though.
Yes, sir.
I honor that bet.
That's for sure.
Oh, you know,
but yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. It should be a lot of fun.
We'll all be worn out by the time the game starts, though.
Yeah,
well, too many activities going on.
You know, we, you know, Tim has a name. Would you affectionately call him? We call him Fried Timmy. And that's because from dawn you're milking the cows, so it is.
It's going to be, and it is a lot of fun. So we here we come.
I wonder who that could be, Miss Whiteness, our armor's pair. Good morning, my love. How you doing?
Mayor has arrived.
The mayor has arrived.
He's very quiet, very reserved girl. You know, the worst thing is she really doesn't like Bill Blood much, not much. She's just the most awesome girl.
She wants to be sure that everyone knows Bill Blood. She wants to know that we have some friendly people, regardless of what you hear talk about Bill Blood. We have good people here, and we can vouch. 100%.
Our greatest resources is our people. So far, and I've Father Richard Vidrine sitting next to us, and we've both traveled throughout the world. We know what it's like.
Yeah,
and it's there's nothing like the people here.
It's just like this our young lady from Channel 15 saying she came down south to Lafayette and she's enjoying every minute of it. She's enjoying. She said she's enjoying the weather. Can you believe? She comes from Chicago, she said. But she said 60-degree weather does not go with her. She likes 100-degree weather. Okay, so all she has to do is put her swimming suit on, whether it's a one-piece or a bikini. That's going to be dealer's choice. That's dealer's choice. Okay, that's good. And the mayor has finally disembarked from her coach. Yes, she got microphones and cameras and everything all the way around.
And I don't know if we mentioned it or Timmy mentioned it, but this year we're dedicating the game to Peggy Ritter.
Ritter, yes.
Yeah, who's just an incredible young lady. I had the pleasure of her being my patient for many years. But she had back fusion as a young lady and was disabled, but always had an unbelievable spirit. Just unbelievable. She was instrumental in helping the Con Festival every year, the Teacotton Bowl, all the things that are, you know, very important to the people of the Platte. The Queen of Queens pageant, she always chaperoned that. And at the Village Memoir, she was a chief cook and bottle wash over there. She kept everything going, and we miss her a great deal. The other person, Tony Robichaud, was our guest speaker last year, and he talked about our men being men, becoming men, not being the man, but becoming men. And we dedicate this game in his honor as well.
We're gonna from here on out, we're gonna call our hospitality tent the Peggy Ritter Hospitality Tent, because she used to say she was the hostess with the mostest, and that was very, very true. Right.
Very true.
She also, whenever you get inducted to the Hall of Fame of the Teacotton Bowl, she would paint these very unique football designs on it. She was an artistic young lady, and when they had, like, I guess the all-time great teams and the Dogs and the Sacred Heart Trojans. I was lucky enough to be in one of those people, and I have her football that I keep, and really it's one of my most cherished possessions. And then I have one that she made the last Teacotton Bowl that we were supposed to have that didn't come off. I have that kind of as a remembrance of what how important this game is for us, you know, people in Bill Platt.
And you know what, Chuck? We can say, mais on peut faire ça, on peut lancer, on s'y bien, oui.
Yeah.
Dr. Chuck is in rare air because he's a charter member of the Two Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame. He and Coach Bobby and Coach Glenn. And Dr. Chuck actually went in for both teams because he took care of both teams. He does so many stuff for three and takes care of it. So he very much well deserved to be a Bulldog and a trophy.
Oh, yeah. All right. He loved the dogs and just great kids, you know, just really good kids. When people come from, you know, we've had the L.A. Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York magazines come to visit us, and they're just really struck by the sportsmanship, the hitting hard, but loving each other, motto of our situation and our game. And it just, it really shows how life should be, you know, when you love each other.
And, Tim, we're guaranteed a good, clean game tonight.
Well, I tell you, like the mayor said, you knock them down and you help them up. You knock them down and help them up. And it's going to be a real hard physical game, but we've had only 8 personal fouls in the history of the game, both teams.
And that's how many years?
20. 16
years.
Games, and then I have referees tell me they come and they fight to do this game. They say, man, we had 6 personal fouls in the fourth quarter of a game we did last night.
Uh-huh.
So they're very impressed with the game, and they know we hold the game up to a higher standard. We hold our kids up to a higher standard.
So the anger situation rises usually in the fourth quarter, in this one.
But this game in particular is, can you make it in the fourth quarter? It's going to be hot. And, you know, all you got to do, and look, when you play and you don't hate anybody, you don't have to worry about the other stuff. You worry just about playing your best.
You want to bring that big trophy home.
Hate gets in the way. Hate clouds your thinking. Hate helps you, makes you lose.
Yep.
So when you respect each other, that's the way to go.
You lose your
honor.
Exactly.
You lose your honor, and that's much more than a game.
After you finish playing this game over here, they're cool. They're the same way as when they started the game.
That's right. Sometimes you can't tell who won the game. They just don't look alike.
Okay. So, Doc, what else are you going to tell us about this morning?
Well, we invite all the people, Chamber of Commerce, y'all come visit, parents of the players, anyone who wants some sausage and boudin and some boudin balls, y'all just come on in. And around 9 o'clock and 9:30, we're going to pray. Before that, Mr. Cecil Colligan and Mr. Hillary Hill are going to present the flag, and we're going to pledge allegiance to our great country. And then we're so honored to have Father Richard Vizrain, who is actually a veteran of the Vietnam War. And
he's always here.
He's always here, yeah. Pastor Dory's wife's been under the weather, but he's supposed to come. And also, as our reverend over there, our Baptist minister over there, Reverend Kevin West. So we're very pleased to have our community pray together.
Maybe you know the inside. What is Anthony doing with that barbecue kit?
He is grilling some sausage, and we're going to have a little tortilla, and we're going to put some Jack Miller's barbecue sauce on it. So it's our version of sausage a la Bill Platt Cajun.
He's been blowing
his... Got a little Mexican whip in it.
Yeah. He's been blowing his smoke towards us over here.
Yeah, he's a bucol man, there's no doubt about it.
he's at his best when he's doing this. But another guy that loves to cook, as he has just arrived.
Right.
Mr. Anthony?
Yeah. Mr. Charlie...
Okay. We want to get Tim. I tell you what, Doc, let me take a break. And we'll be back with you in just a minute.
With me? Okay. Thank you.
If you've been putting off the purchase of new furniture or bedding, there's no better time than now to shop. At Jerry's, we feature one of the largest...
Family Aaron Gibbs, their staff and their personnel say, come over and meet with us. Come over and see us because we're the official Merle Norman headquarters for Bill Platt, the surrounding area. Come in and get a complete makeover with the fall line for Merle Norman. Now, what is a complete makeover? Go and find out for yourself. Maybe we could all use one here at this table. And they can analyze your your skin and find the right Norman moisturizing product, which is best for your type of skin.
Wow.
Their fall merchandise is also arriving and coming in by the loads. And come in and see the new home decor that they have, an outside decor. And they have the new flags. And for those LSU fans, if there's any around Bill Flat left who are not going to Austin, come and get your glasses, your mugs, and your dips for the big game. Family Hair and Dips at 611 East Lincoln Road. Call 363-3381. And Jacob, we're going to turn it to you, let you have a word or two to say.
All right, Mr. Charlie, let's hear a few messages from Bon Nouvelle and Blake's Pharmacy.
Right now, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors on La Tosta Cafe radio show, and that's the Bon Nouvelle. And we invite you and we encourage you to contact Bobby Dardo at the Bon Nouvelle and sign up for a year's subscription to one of the best publications in our area. For just $20 a year, Bobby's going to send you 12 issues of the Bon Nouvelle plus 4 Buggy Tracks issues. So you're getting 16 issues of good news coming to your mailbox. Phone 363-6692. And while you're talking to Bobby about signing up for the Bon Nouvelle, ask him about his photo restoration service. Every week, more and more people from all over our South Louisiana listening area have been contacting Bobby as a result of our messages right here on La Tosta Cafe. If you've got some old cherished photographs that are faded or scratched or cracked, Bobby's specialty work is taking those old treasures and totally restoring them to look like brand new. Give him a call today. He's right now at this shop waiting to hear from you. 363-6692. That's Bobby Dardo and the good folks over at the Bon Nouvelle. Contact him today and tell him you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe.
All right, here we are, right live and direct from Dr. Chuck's front porch. We are out in the cool breeze. Mark can't control the thermostat control today. We have the natural heat and the natural breeze that comes on in. And Doc, your mosquitoes had left me alone for a while, but man, they were attacking. They were vicious.
There were some vicious mosquitoes there this morning.
Oh, they were hungry this morning. You had forgotten to feed a few of them.
Yeah, I did. The old South, we have some beautiful oak trees and shade.
Definitely.
Get together and
you have someone sitting next to you.
This is my youngest son, John Derek Aswell. He lives in Lafayette. He's a lawyer, and all my children I'm proud of and put I'm proud of the kind of practice he practices to help people. And I've also practiced. He was kind of one of our leaders when we won the 1985 World Series in Dixie Youth. 95. He's still young, you see. You know it is. When you get my age, you're trying to all those decades run together, Mr. Charlie.
Exactly. That's it.
Behind me is Mr. Bobby Doucette, and his wonderful son, Barn, was really instrumental. He probably made the play of the World Series to win the World Series for us. And a great guy and a great friend. He and Mr. Jeffrey Johnson and Mr. Duke and his oldest brother, Therese, all were great, unbelievable athletes for Bill Platt and our Dixie Youth program. So when we were winning state championships and all that, and then, like, the last few years, we hadn't been so successful. So I'm sure they'll pick the program up and get it going again.
Hey, and who else was standing over there with that camera in his hand?
That is incredible. Anthony Tony Marks, Big T Marks, and he's the editor of the Gazette. Well, so excuse us, and we're so proud of him.
And he had his cohort with him. She walked on in, I think.
Right. It's amazing their ability to write in the Gazette now. The when you read the paper, the Gazette, it's really an outstanding paper. And like y'all been named the radio station of the year, and they win multiple awards for what they do. And
sure,
for a little town, we have so many blessings. That's an additional blessing we have.
We toot our own horn, even at the Gazette. They toot their own horn, so yeah. We have reasons to toot our horn.
Absolutely,
we're here because of the community. Again, we're coming back to what the theme of this whole gathering is all about.
Right.
And we'd like to give maybe this young man a chance to say a couple of words.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. We got to turn it over to the.
We're not getting rid of you yet.
Oh, okay.
We just want to get Father Richard a chance to say a word. He's beaming.
He's supposed to retire. What an incredible man! Like he competes with the mayor for being on the front page of the paper every week. You know, what I mean, you know,
he's just like that racehorse. He's jittery. He's ready to come out of the gate.
If you ask him to do anything, he's always there. He's just an incredible.
He's on the spot.
He serves the Lord. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, we'll give him a chance to say a few words. And a good morning to you, Father Richard Vedrine.
And a good morning to you, Charlie. It's a great day for Bill Platt. It's a great day for our Bulldogs. And it's a good day for Sacred Heart.
Oh, a great day, period.
We pray for the safety of all our young men playing.
Yeah.
And for everyone traveling to and from the game.
Right.
We
right.
pray for good sportsmanship.
And, well, that's expected.
That's expected. That's what's wanted. And we pray for the best for everyone. And that this will be a memorable occasion for many years to come in the annals of Bill Platt.
Okay.
So it's a great honor to be here, to be with all of y'all. And we know that God is watching over us with this beautiful weather. We pray that it will continue to be so. And that this will be a great day in our history of the city. Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Well, we appreciate you coming by and giving us some of your time.
Thank you, Father. Always a pleasure to see Father Richard. We're going to take a break, Charlie. And we're going to hear a message from you, and then we're going to go back to Jacob, and then we have the Honorable Mayor, Bill Platt. Charlie,
she caught her wind, and now she's ready to fire.
She's going
to
chat with us.
Okay. But let me talk about Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, if I may, at this time. And then the next time the doctor orders you that you need a CPAP, you better take heed. You better go out and follow the rules. If you say, well, I'm not sure, I don't know this, you better be sure that you can contact one gentleman who's going to take care of it home for you, and that's our good friend, Gary. Bring that. Gary is the person who's going to see about it. He'll fix it up. He'll make sure that everything is fitting, everything is working just right, and he's not going to leave any details untouched on this over here. He's the man. He has the years of experience, and the equipment is guaranteed. And then besides, it's not just a CPAP machine. If you have a piece of equipment that is not working right, call Anthony. Mr. Gary Brignac, and he's going to go by and see to it that it gets fixed, or he can see if I get you a new one ordered on this. So be sure that you keep in mind that's our good friend Gary Brignac and his crew at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. He even still offers the other equipment like the Tool Ghost Ocean and the BioFreeze. And that's all located in the same building with the insurance center of Mamou. This is Mamou. The insurance center is run by Ms. Marilyn Brignac at 468-3636. Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Mark, we turn the mic over to you.
Thank you, Charlie. Take a deep breath, and we're going to go back and meet Jacob at our studios for an important message, and then we're going to come back. On va charrer avec le maire de la ville Prade, Mayor Jennifer.
All right, Mr. Charlie, Mr. Mark, let's hear a message from Blake's Pharmacy.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chitanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
All right, and we are back with Latos. We're going to go back live to Dr. Chuck Aswell's house with Mr. Mark, Mr. Charlie, and they have a special guest with them.
Oh, you betcha. She's been avoiding this microphone for a while. Now we, like they say when they say it on TV, now we got you.
Welcome to the thriller in the villa.
Isn't it a thriller?
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best high school football in the world. You understand? And if you're not, if you're in Ville Platte tonight, you need to be at Ville Platte High School Stadium to see the Shea Baby Trojans and the Shea Baby Bulldogs. Shea.
Believe me. LSU and Texas more have nothing.
Oh, absolutely none. I got some purple and white rosette in my head on one side, and I got some blue and gold rosette on my head on the other side. I got a blue and gold shoe and a purple and white shoe. I'm balanced.
You're ready.
I'm balanced until 7 o'clock tonight. When that whistle blow,
yeah,
it'll be all purple.
Because you won't be able to stand in the middle of the field.
No, exactly. Exactly. But you know this game. It's so amazing because it brings the community together, it brings the schools together, it brings the children together, it brings the people together. It's just a bolt-on time in Ville Platte.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you put some new batteries in your microphone?
I got some brand-new batteries.
I put some
brand-new ones this morning. You should have heard me this morning on the football field. Yeah. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
That's providing that the officials let you keep your microphone.
Yes, that's something we have to consider.
You're going to have to hide between
I'm going to have to hide. I just hope we get a set with a good heart, you know, who understands and knows
don't take it away. I think Tim sees to it that we have some good old Joes to come in to do the official.
Well, it's not 9 o'clock yet, and they haven't sent a message to City Hall yet to tell me not to bring, because usually what they do is they call City Hall and they say, Mayor, do not bring that.
They haven't called yet. They do it in advance?
In advance.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't cut you no slack. None. You know what they tell me? It sounds too loud. They can't get off. Can you imagine?
Loud? Well, that's what it's all about.
That's what I said. That's what it's all about. I will not jeopardize the game. I'll follow instructions, but yeah. I'm going to bring it with me. If they take it, they take it.
It's a pity you can't put it in your back pocket.
No, you can't put it in. Yeah, I'm going to bring it with me tonight if they take it.
Look who we have here.
We got the Bulldog cheerleaders.
They have arrived.
They have arrived. They've been up since 5 this morning, too.
I tell you one thing, Mayor. You're going to pay more than $1 to get that smile over. Yeah.
Y'all got a cheer? T-Cotton Bowl cheer?
Do they have a cheer?
And look, we got the principal here as well. She got them out. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to do a cheer? All right, y'all do your cheer.
We want to hear the cheer.
Loud.
And that's over here. We get Dr. Chuck and Monk. Then after the cheer, Mayor, we're going to make it official. That challenge between you and the doctor.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it. All right, they're getting organized. To see. What we going
to do?
They're
going to do a cheer right in front of Mr. Cecil.
Okay.
Y'all got a cheer? Y'all ready?
And Dr. Chuck.
Now.
Okay. And this is the Ville Platte High Bulldog.
This is just a preview.
And
I see that Dr. Chuck has escaped us again.
We lost Dr. Chuck, but let's make it official.
But we want to have, I think they want to have the blessing and everything.
Hey, Jake, see if you can find Dr. Chuck.
And opposed to the governors. We're going, in the meantime, while they're gathering the troops, let me talk about another place of business that makes it possible, and that's the B&S Neighborhood Market and the B&S Corner Grocery Store, the two stores that are owned and operated by Scott and Tina Dupree. They're the people who are ramrodding this organization. They offer you the finest cuts in the meat, the finest cuts of whether it's pork or beef or chicken. They're there for you, and they'll even cut it and even season it. They're ready to put it in the pot for you, that's for sure. Then they offer you smoked meats of all sorts. They have the sausage, the tofu, the bones, the turkey wings, and the whatnot. You're going to find out why so many people are shopping with the B&S Grocery Store, both of locations. The B&S Neighborhood Grocery is located on the Chico Park Road, and they're the newest kid on the block. They have the B&S Corner Grocery and Meat Market on the Opelousas Road. That's been there for a while on East Main. Be sure to keep in mind, when you want good service, when you want quality meat and everything that goes with it, don't forget they have their daily lunches that they're serving at B&S Corner Grocery, B&S Neighborhood Grocery. Okay, I'll tell you what, Jacob, we're going to send it back to you and have another message, and we'll take it back. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dottie Clark with Ardwan's Funeral Home of Mamou. We appreciate the trust you've instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to proudly serve the families of Evangeline Parish for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we've provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more, people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ardwan's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will walk you through the process and help you decide what type of funeral would be appropriate for you or your loved ones. Our pre-arranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our office in Mamou or give us a call to make an appointment at 337-468-5231.
Okay, and back we are here live and direct. It's warming up. Everything is getting in gear, and we got people here. We want action to take place, and it's going to happen. We have the challenge that's going to take place.
That's right.
Between Mayor Jennifer Vidrine and Dr. Chuck Aswell.
That's correct.
We want to hear it.
I lost. The Sacred Heart beat us last year. So we're doing the same bet, right, Dr. Chuck? If Vilford High wins, Dr. Chuck has to wear the Bulldog shirt next week at work.
No problem.
Okay. If that loses, I have to wear a Sacred Heart shirt next week and at the council meeting.
Okay.
He got inducted in the Hall of Fame. He got inducted from both sides.
Oh.
So that's why he said there's no problem to wear a
Mr. Charlie, I'm not sure, but do you see a blue and gold Sacred Heart shirt on our marriage today?
No.
No.
I'll bet it said Trojan. There's blue and gold to the Cotton Bowl. She's supposed to be
wearing it today. Maybe she'd be wearing it for the parade this afternoon.
I'm sure she would. No, she's going to Cotton Bowl. And she has a blue helmet that has a T on it. So we'll say that's good enough, huh?
We'll qualify her.
Yeah.
I got blue and gold shoe and a purple and white shoe.
Yeah, Mr. Charlie, I thought you'd ask me. I'd have to wear those. Pecan bowl hat. Have it happen. It'd be a little hard. And also, with my hair, it'd be kind of hard to get it.
Exactly.
So I keep asking my barber to pay me half price. But they don't want to give it up, man. I tell you.
But I just want everybody to go to the hospital next week. You will see Dr. Jack. dunk in a real flat.
So that's going to be your prediction.
That's my prediction.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot there. Okay. You say Bill Platt High is going to win tonight.
Correct.
All right, give me a score.
17-7
Fifth Platte over Fifth Platte High over St. Bernard. That's
and it's gonna be a great game. And don't forget our motto: you knock them down, pick them up. That goes for both teams. That's why this is the best rivalry in the world, because we have fellowship and we have sportsmanship.
But the thing is, you have unfair advantage over Dr. Chuck. You have a megaphone here. He doesn't have one.
Hey, listen. She doesn't need a megaphone. I do, okay?
But that's fine. <right.
laughs> And we all know that.
They have to see it from us.
Yes, sir.
And I want the people to pray that the referees don't take my megaphone from me tonight in the game.
And Mr. Charlie, how great we are to have two veterans of war and outstanding people of the community, Mr. Hillary Hill and Mr. Cecil Colligan.
Yes.
What great people they are.
Yes. All right. And Father Richard this time.
Of course, Father Ren is of the Vietnam War, Korean War, and World War II. And they're going to be presenting the colors and saying a Pledge of Allegiance before too long.
Okay, well, I think that's what we're in line. That's what's next, Dr. Kim.
Yeah.
I tell you
what, we would like to, in 20 minutes, we'll have it. Hey, let's get Mr. Gavin Sullivan. Part of a Seattle film crew, instead of why they decided to come down and shoot the Peacock Bowl.
Okay, we have 15 minutes left on the air.
Yeah, well, he could give you 15 minutes, and if not, I can give you 15 minutes. You know I can give you 15 plus. Mr. Cabot, why don't you come on up here?
All right.
How's it going?
You've been running around. You're soaking it all in, huh?
That is definitely correct. Yeah, we've been running around here. Brian Tucker, who's actually the videographer here and director. That's kind of where I was going. This is now his fourth trip to Bill Platt. And he brought me along on the last trip for the Grand Hurrah. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Yeah. Which was quite the experience. We went through the bougerie and all of that. And we were able to document and capture that material, which was amazing. But the entire time, and then Brian can attest to this too, since he first came here, everybody started talking about the Peacock Bowl, and that if you really wanted to get a taste of Bill Platt, that would be the best thing to come for. And from
here on out, there's no keeping you away from Bill.
that seems to be the case. Yeah, it's been a nice fit since we arrived.
We're going to get someone else in line over here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, I mean, we're from Seattle, Washington, and
it's cool up there.
It is cooler. It's definitely a lot cooler than here, that's for sure.
Why don't you take some of that humidity with you?
We can use it. I actually kind of enjoy the weather. I mean, it's a little bit different, but
you're the second one here.
Yeah. And we're here for a short period of time, so
you don't live in like
exactly.
It's okay. You get acclimated after a while.
I'm sure. To everything, the football.
We complain about it, but the seasons keep going back and forth. Every year's the same.
Exactly.
It doesn't get any cooler.
Right.
but anyway, we choose to enjoy our joie de vivre.
As you should.
The joy of life.
Absolutely.
And we try to make the best of what we can.
Yeah. And that's what we've been. We've felt nothing but the greatest hospitality since being here. And
it's
truly a great experience.
We thank you ever so much. Our time is running short.
Absolutely.
We're going to give another person attend, and we have this young lady here, Miss Ashley. You are the director of nursing at Mercy Regional Hospital.
Yes, sir.
She was in the class of the first Peacock.
Yes,
she was Jacob's classmate, and so she's really proud. She got that Trojan spirit, and they really, Mercy Regional really did a great job last night hosting. Our banquet. We'd like to thank them and for all they did for us.
Well, thank you for letting us be a part of this.
Whenever you go in to be a patient, they treat you right.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I can testify to that.
Yes.
Too often.
Oh.
It's okay. I'm here. You're not going to talk about being hospitalized.
No.
We're going to
get your views about all of this.
Well, I'm just happy to be a part of this now, representing our hospital. But like Dr. Tim said, this was, you know, part of me growing up. This was, I was part of the first class that had the Cotton Bowl. So
you didn't bring the Calvin.
I guess the Calvin is coming.
He'd be entertained with other things.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And what else are you going to tell us about the
I heard the cheerleaders earlier, and
yeah.
I was a cheerleader, and yeah, I think we won. I think Sacred Heart won. That's my memory.
I think.
Okay. But this is good. It's great for the community.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And you know, this is our Toxic Cafe program. And I will regret what they say. We have not gotten a cup of coffee yet.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Oh, if you would, it would be deeply appreciated.
Oh, sure.
The water tastes good, but coffee tastes better.
Unfortunately, I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm the only nurse on earth that doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, okay.
Well, you see, we go well together, Mr.
Okay, well, good. Now, I think we're getting ready to do the presentations.
Okay, great.
I think, I don't know if they're ready yet or not.
I'll get yourself a coffee.
Okay, thank you. Two sugars and a, that's it.
Okay.
Let's take another break. Okay. We'll take another break, and we're going to go back to Jacob for KVPI Studios, and then we'll hear a word from Mr. Charlie, and lots more surprises coming up.
All right, Mr. Mark and Mr. Charlie, let's hear a word from Eunice Manor.
Eunice Manor, celebrating 50 years of service. Located at 3859 U.S. Highway 190, east of Eunice. Eunice Manor is here to provide you and your loved ones long-term care and rehabilitation close to home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Established in 1967, Eunice Manor is celebrating 50 years of service to the community. We are a long-term care facility that has a vision to give person-centered care with love and compassion for our residents. We offer restaurant-style dining in our Cafe Bravo to meet the needs of each individual resident. We have a 9-bed rehab-to-home unit for all residents needing short stay for physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Our activity department has daily fun-filled activities to meet the entertainment and social needs for everyone. The long-standing reputation of Eunice Manor is attributed to its outstanding staff of professionals and healthcare support workers. We welcome you to come and visit and tour our facility. I am Nikki Toops, and I'm the administrator of Eunice Manor Nursing Home in Eunice, Louisiana.
Okay, and thank you, Jake. And we're going to go with Doug Ashley Building Materials now here in Ville Platte, there on the northwest section of Ville Platte, where Steve Fuller and his crew are ready to serve you folks, whether it be 1 2x4, or whether it's a whole load of lumber or anything that you need to do the building or repairs or whatever you're going to do. And if you need some advice, sure to go out and sit down with Steve and one of his professors. And they're going to give you the right information. They'll furnish everything you need besides that. Don't be afraid. Visit with the fine folks at Doug Ashley Building Materials. Here in Ville Platte, they have a location. There's one in Rain, Covington, New Iberia, Brobridge, and two locations in Lafayette. And we're going to be going back in just a couple of minutes at Hardwin's Salvage Store, sometimes better known as Hardwin's Discount Grocery Store. They're open for your convenience at 1201 West Main here in Ville Platte. In fact, it's almost first door neighborhood where we're at right here this morning. And Mike and his crew would like to invite all of you to say one thing. They would like for you to visit with them because they are ready to serve you. They're ready to fill that basket up. They're ready to save money in your pocket. They want you to visit. These ladies are there, and they're going to be ready, and they're super. They're going to take care of you like you need to be taken care of. And Mike says he's not out to try to drain your pocketbook. He's not trying to make sure that you are satisfied and you have plenty of groceries at a savings. That is Ardwan's Salvage Store, 1201 West Main in Bill Flats, just down the street from where we're at right now. And we have people gathering around. Mark, you have somebody here that wants to say a few words?
We have Miss Renee with the Evangeline Chamber of Commerce. Renee, what do you think of the gathering here?
My gosh, we have people from all over. We're so excited about today. It started last night with the banquet, and we had some great speakers last night at the banquet. My favorite thing at the banquet last night was when all the kids sat with each other. The two schools blended together, sat together, had a ball together, got to visit with each other. That is what this is about. It's about bringing the right people together to celebrate what we're doing. And this is about sportsmanship, and it's about teamwork, and it's just about us all being reminded that we're on the same team in everything we do for our community and each other. So it's a beautiful day, great gathering. We're so excited, and thank you, Dr. Tim, for all that you do to bring this together. We so appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, Renee, whenever I'm going to run for anything, I want this man to be my man.
My goodness, get ready. It's going to be a good one.
I will refuse everybody else. This is the man here.
He's a go-getter. That's a great team member right there.
He gets it done.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And then he doesn't work hard at it either.
He doesn't have to. You don't have to convince people that this is a great thing.
No, but he's got the trick. He's got the trick. He gets everybody else to do the work for him.
I love it. He's going to have to do a workshop on delegation for me. He's awesome with it. But again, this is so great. You don't have to convince people how great it is. They're here for the right reason.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And,
thank y'all.
Thank you, Renee. Doc took a minute or two away from his busy schedule. He put the patients on hold for a few minutes. Right, Doc?
Yes, I sure did. To come out here and see this gathering, it's a great event for the community. Dr. Tim does a great job. Dr. Chuck is a great host. And it's good to bring the community together like this, because you don't see this very often, and it's something special. I graduated in 94 from Sacred Heart before the Tea Cotton Bowl existed. But it was a big rivalry back then, but we really just played for the Jamboree. But to see what Dr. Tim has done to at least on this occasion bring the community together and these players and look at it from a different picture is special.
Okay. Great. Dr. Tim? I know Tim doesn't have anything.
No, I'm out of loss for words. Dr. Brandon was one of my ball players that we took care of. I still remember a run he made against Mamu. And it was a last ditch, and he almost scored at the end. And he tried hard. He played hard. He's one of our best players. And it wasn't a bad rivalry then when we played Bill Platt High. It was fun. And but there was a mutual respect, and we just kind of fanned those flames and growing into what it is now.
Okay. So there's a lot of reminiscing that has taken place and is taking place right now. You can just tell. By the way, the people are reacting to each other.
And people give me too much credit. Let's give God the credit, and we'll take the results. I've had tons of help, and one thing God had to teach me to let other people do, but he said, he put me in charge. I'm the HMIC. I have it on my cap, but on my shirt. Head man in charge.
Uh-huh.
And we're never going to let this game get away from us like we did. Mark knows he fought hard for the game. Him and Coach Dossman and a lot, Miss Peggy Ritter and Dr. Tommy Fontenot, and we're never going to give this game up again.
But the thing is, we have a lot to be proud of. And I wonder, are you going to get your presentation of the flags and presenting arms? Our time is fixing to give up.
Okay, let me get Dr. Chuck and I can get on that right
okay,
here.
Okay, let's get it going so we don't miss out on this with you. Doc, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Doc. Good to see you. And Dr. Chuck, he and Tim are gathering the troops, getting ready.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to, Jacob, if you can just stand by, and we may keep it a few minutes over, and then we'll go to Lizzie and her Swamp Pop show, but we wanted to pick up the special presentation in prayer, Charlie, before they wrap it up.
That's it.
We want to pick that up if we can.
Of course, of course.
There's just so much that we need to cover that we're not going to be able to.
And there's so many people here, Charlie. I mean, if you want to say a who's who of the movers and shakers of Bill Plotting and Evangeline Parish, they're all here. They're all here, right here at Dr. Chuck.
Yes, and people that have gone around. And
and I think they're starting right now.
Let's see.
I don't think we'll be able to pick it up, though.
I don't think so. Okay, we don't.
We're too far away.
We can't get anything there. Anyway, wanted to say this, and Mark, it's been a real treat for me to be here this morning for this presentation of the Tecon Bowl, and we sort of touched on it about Larry Vidrine and I having the honors of doing the first and only French broadcast of the Tecon Bowl. It hasn't been repeated on this, and we have the girls of the Ville Platte High cheerleaders are here, and the whole bunch. And we're going to, at this time, we're going to say it's been nice, and we want to say we'll be back on the air with our regular Friday Toss the Coffee next week, and we sure hope that you stay good and stay well, and you're going to enjoy your weekend. And the program then brought to you through the Commonwealth of Coffee Evangeline, B&S Grocery, Jerry's Furniture, Doug Ashley Building Materials, Family Hair and Gifts, Sooner Auto Salaries, Bon Nouvelle, Assured Home Medical, Lakes Pharmacy, Artlands Funeral Home, Artlands Salvage Store, Brown's Furniture, Eunice Manor, and the Chapman Dirt Service. It's been a vrai plaisir, and vrai plaisir, and vous souhaitez tout, and bon leaders weekend, et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse. Back to you, Jacob.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Charlie and Mr. Mark on that one. Had a great time being able to mediate back and forth. Having a great time, sounds like, over there at Dr. Chuck's. Hopefully you got your coffee, Mr. Charlie, by now. Hopefully he has. All right. This is Jacob. I'm going to sign off here. I'm going to hand things over to Lizzie for her regular show till noon, and then I'll be right back at noon with all the Swamp Pop hits you want. I'll be here from noon, well, about 12:30 to 6. So until then, this is DJ Jacob. I'm signing off and handing things over to Lizzie.